Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a whole lot of real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs? Like you're battling an endless game of dodgeball with stress, anxiety, and just plain bad days? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into the world of Stoicism, ancient philosophy that's surprisingly relevant in today's crazy world. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about becoming a grumpy recluse who doesn't feel emotions, it's about mastering your emotions so they don't master you. Today, we're focusing on the incredible Epictetus, a former slave-turned-philosopher whose insights are still dropping jaws centuries later. Epictetus believed in focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and letting go of everything else. Easier said than done, right? It's like trying to untangle a giant ball of yarn while juggling chainsaws. But stick with me, because Epictetus had some seriously powerful ideas that can totally change the game. Here are 5 key takeaways from this Stoic rockstar. 1. It's not what happens to you, it's how you react. Ever heard the phrase, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans? Epictetus would probably roll his eyes at that and say, dude, it's not about the plans, it's about your response. A bad day at work? A spilled latte? Your rival wins a competition? Whatever it is, you choose how to react. Get angry, feel sorry for yourself, or learn from it, grow from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, those external events are outside your control, but your reaction is entirely yours. 2. Choose virtue over everything else. Epictetus was a big believer in living a virtuous life. He saw happiness not as some fleeting feeling, but as a byproduct of acting with integrity, courage, justice, and wisdom. Think about it. What are the things that truly matter? Material possessions. Fame. Social media likes. Nah, real fulfillment comes from being a good person, doing the right thing, even when it's hard. 3. Embrace impermanence. The world is constantly changing, like a kaleidoscope spinning out of control. What we have today might be gone tomorrow. Epictetus taught us to accept this truth and not get attached to things that are fleeting. Think about your phone cool tech, but it's going to become obsolete eventually. It's the same with relationships, jobs, even our bodies. The key is to appreciate what we have while we have it and focus on building lasting connections and experiences. 4. Practice gratitude. This one might seem obvious, but Epictetus emphasized the importance of being grateful for what you have, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation, these little things can make all the difference. When we focus on the good, it shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate life's journey. 5. Live in accordance with nature. This doesn't mean running around barefoot chanting nature affirmations, though that might be fun. It means recognizing that we are part of a larger system, interconnected with everything around us. Stoicism encourages us to live harmoniously with the natural world and understand our place within it. Remember that time you were struggling with a problem, and a friend offered advice. Maybe they said something like, just remember, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Or perhaps they told you to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. That's kind of what Epictetus is getting at, offering a framework for navigating life's challenges with wisdom and resilience. Think about that stressful conversation you had yesterday. Maybe you felt tempted to lash out, say something hurtful, or just throw in the towel. But by tapping into your inner stoic, you could have chosen to remain calm, listen actively, and respond thoughtfully. That's a win-win situation, right? You stay grounded, and the conversation might even turn into something productive. Alright, friends, I want to leave you with this. Epictetus didn't promise an easy life, but he did promise tools to navigate it with strength, wisdom, and a whole lot of grace. So take these ideas, chew on them, experiment with them, and see how they can help you live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. As always, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dylan Brooks, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, signing off. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little stoicism in their life and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on rolling.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.